And like the scene out of a horror movie, we now go to our setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
It's an example of what not to do or situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Which I think the case here, if you can manage to make it through the day without flying termites taking over your entire house, you're doing okay.
Nightmare fuel.
Yeah, his name's Sean. His house invaded by the flying termites.
Oh, no.
They were strewn dead around his house. He found one in his tumbler, learned the wrong way.
There had to have been angels or somebody helping him.
The moment I felt the termites in my mouth, I spewed the drink out. My seats were full. I mean, everywhere, under my couches.
Excuse my language, but look at this. My whole house, man. Yeah. Look at this. Millions. Thousands. Millions.
Yeah.
Oh, well, my reaction when I saw this one was, I mean, what the heck is going on? I felt like God was putting a plague on me.
Yeah, I mean.
They were swarming around him. Like, they weren't just all dead. Like, he walked in and they're flying everywhere.
It literally looks like a scene out of a horror movie.
And there were many in his tumbler. Many. And he walks, I just like coated the kitchen counter. I mean, this is literally, I don't understand how you, because I mean, they're everywhere, like in the couch. He's like, how in the world do you clean this place enough to feel like, okay, I got them all?
I think you list it and you move.
Or light a match.
Light a match and burn it down.
I feel like there should be some good excuses for arson. This would be one of them.
Or you just go to the bank and say, hey, I know there's still money owed on this house.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
I don't want to pay for it anymore because it's overrun by flying termites.
Can we just call it even?
Call it even.
Can we call it even?
Because this is a nightmare. They literally like ate their way in.
Yeah.
Like through the wood.
Yeah.
Like several different spots. I don't understand how you're going to be able to fix all of that.
Yeah. I mean, he must have, like, the trees around his house must be absolutely infested to the point where they're like, well, you know what? There's no more room in this tree. Might as well go to the house.
Yeah.
So,
no, you're going to have to, you're going to have to sell all your stuff. Like, sell all your stuff.
Yeah. This is exactly an example of what not to do. Or I mean, a situation you hope doesn't happen either.
Yes.
Poor Sean.
Oh, Sean.
You can see it. We got it posted WDJX.com if you want to see it.
You can't unsee it, though.
Yeah, this is one of those, like...
You can't unsee it.
Feel fortunate that this ain't your situation.
Ooh.
So, yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day or your whole life without flying termites taking over your house, then you're doing okay. That's your setting the bar story.
Wowie.
On 99.7 DJX.